Radio Maine. Maine made. Live and local.
It's Haley on Hot Radio Maine on the line with the queen of real estate, David Davin, owner of Portside Real Estate Group. How have you guys adjusted with everything going on right now?
So the biggest change is we immediately closed our 5 locations down on Monday morning when this was coming to a head and transitioned to complete remote work. We have provided wipe and sanitizer for the agents if they do need to go and do showings or have closings that were already scheduled. So just really quickly just trying to determine what can be done virtually. So, I mean, we can do FaceTime showings where the client does not need to be there and an agent can go in safely and do it that way. We can do all of our signing. Up until the closing, we can do all of our signing and all of our paperwork virtually with electronic signatures. In the state of Maine, you do need a notary to sign closing documents. So that's been a little tricky. What we've been doing is minimizing as much contact as we can. So just basically the closing attorney and one half of the transaction will quickly sign, get out, throw the pens away, and then have the second party come in. So, you know, really quickly adjusting to keep the social distancing measures in place.
Oh, that's great. And I've been saying probably the biggest bright side of all this, if there is one, is seeing a lot of people stepping up, taking care of their community. Is Portside doing anything special right now?
We are, and looking to do more as we go through this new reality, but we are donating $100 for every closing to the emergency fund at Full Plates Full Potential, which is feeding Maine's children that have food insecurity during the times when schools are closed.
Incredible.
So they are an incredible organization and quickly put this emergency fund together with 85 closings on the books in the next 30 days. Hopefully that will make an impact here locally. Giving is part of the Portside DNA, and our agents and staff truly are the kindest hearts and have been reaching out and doing their own research on how to find out how we can do some deliveries to people for food and different things. So we're hoping that we can roll up our sleeves and continue to do more in a safe way as we discover, you know, what the need is as this goes on in the following days and weeks ahead.